So welcome Elsie from the first years. This is just for your reference for when Ben will put it up. Obviously our lovely Chantelle's back now, so if you wouldn't mind just filling her in on what your theme is, your discipline, and where you're at with your project now, and we'll kind of bounce some ideas off each other.
Okay. So my theme is basically like, you know, woodlands, forests, and that kind of thing. The word is nemophilist. Yeah, this is my mood board about just kind of inspired by definition of it, and stuff I like about it.
Fab.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your discipline?
Illustration.
Okay. So have you got a particular story, or is there a particular character that you're illustrating?
No, not at the minute. I think I might add one.
I think you need to if you're doing illustration.
Yeah.
Like, who in your opinion is a character that is fond of the forest, a haunter of the woods? Do you know of any? Like, off the top of your head. From stories or films or anything that you've encountered that might fit that description.
I can't think of anything.
I'm sure you mentioned to me something the other day about a haunter.
Yeah, I wanted to do something about folklore. Like,
yes.
You know, based in forests.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Like the Ents.
You love,
like,
Lord of the Rings.
The actual trees that come to life.
That's cool.
The guardians of the forest. There's the Green Man as well, again, who is like a guardian of the forest. Plenty of fairies and imps and all sorts that are forest dwelling creatures.
Yeah, I really want to go with that, like, fantasy kind of vibe as well.
Okay, so you know where you want to go.
I think you need to find some characters to illustrate.
Okay.
If illustration is going to be what you're doing. Yeah?
Yeah.
And just stick to it.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing so far?
Experiments with, paper cuts. Because I want to do, a paper cut thing. So it's my original thought was to have an installation where you can walk through it and experience a forest. But now I'm thinking of just the story in a smaller box, encased in a box. So I was doing experiments with paper cuts, with colour and without colour, because I quite like the all white look with lights, making it.
So this is a shadow box where it's layers image. Okay. Have you got any designs or drawing?
No, not yet.
Okay, hon. Let's have a look at your sketchbook.
Okay.
What artists have you looked at? I want to know it all. I haven't been here.
Oh, artists aren't in my sketchbook yet. They're still on my Google Docs thing.
Okay. Are you a one who likes to assemble things digitally? And then stick them in sketchbook afterwards? Like, do you write your artist research on the computer and then
put it in after?
Okay. Okay. So, keep flipping.
Stuff I need to do.
Okay, so you are a one for, mapping out. Okay.
And then that's it. That's the only artist that I've got the images out for.
Okay. I mean, it might be privy to look at some illustrators that do shadow boxy type things. Yeah. Where you can maybe sort of get tips on techniques. That might be important. Style wise, is this the kind of style of illustration that you like?
Yeah, I quite like it.
Okay. Why?
I like how simple it is.
Okay.
I like the, the simple colour palettes and lines and stuff.
Okay. Okay. I mean, looking at what you've got here, if you flip back onto these pages where you've got some drawings and stuff, like, you've got some skill there. My concern is, and this is being really honest with you, hun, in 6 weeks, that is simply not enough work. Not even for a pass.
Mm.
Okay? And I appreciate, you know, having not spoken to Sarah. I know that you aren't planning on carrying on with the course, but you don't want to leave this course not at least passing this year either, I'd hope, you know, in my mind. So we kind of do need to put a bit of a rocket up it, for sure, because, I mean, we have got 1 week left of this month going into May, then we've got 4 weeks, which are interrupted with a number of bank holidays and bits and pieces. And then we got...
And then it's the show.
The show. Now, in 4 weeks, you've already had 7. I'm like, yeah, what are we going to do about this? What can we do to help you, I think, is my question.
No.
You're in most mornings for your self-directed, so you're here,
which is great.
Yeah, well done. Do you do much in your self-directed?
Not really.
No.
How come?
I don't know. I just haven't. I don't think there's a real reason or anything.
Okay. So you're clear on what you need to do?
Mm. Need to use my self-directed.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I am a great believer in just sort of like attacking things one thing at a time. Okay. If you try and attack everything at the same time, you'll do a bad job.
And it becomes overwhelming.
Absolutely, really quickly. And that ultimately becomes very demotivating. So if you could say from now on, during your self-directed slots, when you are here, for like the first slot up until break, you focus on your artist research, and that's all you do. And then the slot after break is maybe another activity. Yeah?
Yeah.
Chunking it and breaking it down like that for yourself, I would like you to try, in order to fill these gaps. Because, I mean, so, like, that this is the only experiments that you've done. You're meant to be writing technical notes, you're meant to be exploring different materials, techniques, and processes. And we haven't even really identified what characters it is that you're focusing on. I'm not seeing that many designs for characters.
Mm.
I brought in my sketchbook today. It's an ancient one for one of the students, because I'm often sort of just doodling little characters, and I'll show you this page in particular where I'm just looking at mermaids, okay, another sort of fantasy creature, if you like, and exploring them from sort of like an angular sort of position, quite cartoony, but then maybe slightly more realistic, thinking about key characteristics and features, thinking about particular scenes for my mermaids to go into. That's kind of what I would expect to be seeing from an illustrator's sketchbook, yeah, in terms of character development. And that's what I'd be encouraging you to do once you've identified a particular character to focus on. Yeah. If you're really into the Lord of the Rings, why not do the Ents? Yeah.
But you can adapt it and create it your own.
A new one.
Maybe have a sense of a haunter within that character, which is something that you picked up on, I think, earlier this week when we spoke. We were discussing little elements and nymphs or whatever they're called, because I've never watched that film in my life, so I have no idea. But I think, are you able, do you think, to chunk out your self-directed time and be disciplined with what you do when?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fabulous. So give that a go next week. Have a good think over the weekend about... You kind of know what you want to physically create now, but we need the main ingredients to make it.
Yeah.
So we need a character. We need experimentation with paper. You know you want to use paper, so let's try different types of paper. We made some paper. Perhaps we could dive into that again. Make your own paper.
Yeah.
Because I think your theme ultimately was conservation. Is that right?
From
the get-go. And that would link in really well with using sustainable
recycled
materials. Yeah. So have a good think over the weekend. I'd really like to get you to pass this course, this project, okay? But there's only so much we can do as tutors to help you. You've got to physically do it. We guide you.
But we can't do it for you.
As much as I'd love to make this project myself.
Yeah, because it has got loads of potential.
Yeah,
all of the
ideas
students have told us about over this last 2 days have been like really exciting. But as Sarah said, ultimately, it's up to you guys.
And don't forget that, I'm sidetracking now, but you want to go on to other things. So really have a word with yourself about you're not sure what you want to go on to, but... Try not to throw away this year. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Try to get that 1.5 A levels. That will help you on to your next steps and wherever you want to go, because that's your choice. And wherever you want to go, we wish you well. But obviously, we wish you well in the present.
Yeah.
So I'll write down a list of little tasks for you to think about. And then come Monday, we can maybe sit down together, you and I, and map out your weeks going forward to keep you on track.
Do you have a job? Do you have a part-time job?
I'm starting It's a New World soon.
Okay. But you don't currently. So you have to treat this course like we're your employer. And at the moment, hun, you'd be fired. If I was your boss, you'd be fired. 100%. I can't sugarcoat how serious this is at this point. We have got less time left on this project than you've already had on this project. This we've got to sort out if you want to pass, okay?
You do have drawings, though, that you've done. Could they go in your sketchbook?
Probably,
yeah. So do that over the weekend. Take your sketchbook home with you.
Assemble what you've got.
I wrote you a list before Easter to consolidate your sketchbook so that when we came back this week, you could hit the ground running and go forward with experiments. Now, that still needs to be caught up with. So maybe revisit that list if you still have it. If you don't, speak to me after this and I can help you going forward with that. Yeah? But how do you feel, Elsie?
I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not unachievable.
No.
You know what your idea is. You know kind of what you're aiming towards in terms of your outcome. It's just a case of doing it.
Yeah.
But enjoy the process because
it should be fun. Oh.
Okay, not every single element of each project is going to be fun, but you take it with a pinch of salt because that's life. There are many things that go on in life that we don't like, but we have to do.
Oh my God, admin. So
we have
things.
So much admin that we'd rather not do. But let's get that rocket lit. Yeah? Okay, fabulous. Thank you, Elsie.
You
do have some lovely.